Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we are going to be chatting, and we're waiting to connect now, to David Cramer and to Michael Kransdorf. We're going to be having that discussion with them around what's happening with the JNF Walter Sisulu Environmental Center in Mamelodi. And we're going to be looking at what this essentially means. We know that they've come back. They've obviously had their COVID restrictions, and they're being relaunched. And under the directorship of David Cramer, and David, we know, was the former CEO and project leader of the Sky Bono Discovery Center. So we're going to get an idea on some of the projects. We're going to be looking at the center, and we're going to really get an idea of what's happening within the community and the benefit to the community around Mamelodi. So good afternoon. So please can we chat about, obviously, how this is uplifting the community. So, Michael, perhaps you'd like to take us through a little bit of the history about the relaunch and about what essentially is happening within the community and the benefit to the community.
Great, Joe. Thanks for having us on the show. So I don't think it's widely known, particularly in the Jewish community, about the role JNF has played, the Jewish National Fund has played in Mamelodi. We have an environmental science center in Mamelodi that was built in the 1990s. President Mandela asked the Jewish community, you know, how we could help during the transition to democracy. And the JNF stepped forward, and President Mandela asked specifically that we do something in the township of Mamelodi, because a lot of money at the time was going into Soweto and Alexander, and Mamelodi, which is outside Pretoria, was being sort of neglected. And so thanks, you know, to the help of the Jewish community donors, we raised the funds to build an environmental science center, which is a joint cooperation with the Department of Education, with the Gauteng Department of Education. And for many years, we've been sort of running classes for schools, for disadvantaged schools in Mamelodi. About 41 schools in Mamelodi come through our doors, about 10,000 learners a year. To learn about the environment. We teach them about water, we teach them about recycling, biodiversity. We have a garden at the center with lots of different indigenous plants and herbs, and teach them what they can do with all those different plants and herbs. And it's also a great opportunity, you know, to showcase what Israel can do in this area. You know, we as the JNF are a proudly Zionist organization. And We highlight, you know, Israel's contribution to the environment and being the world leader in water conservation, et cetera, et cetera.
Fantastic initiative. I mean, during lockdown, was the center actually closed, and sort of have you relaunched and just opened again?
So lockdown was really hard for us, but thanks, you know, to the great staff and our previous director, who's actually just emigrated, Rion, we were able to carry on. So the center was closed, you know, the students couldn't come to the center because of COVID, but we pivoted, to use a modern term, and we reached out to the community. We did a lot of projects to help the community grow food gardens during COVID to help fight hunger. We also worked with the city of Swanee very closely, who's a great partner of ours. And we went to schools and helped build food gardens at schools and do projects at schools when schools reopened, so that the kids, you know, if the kids can't come to us, we came to them.
Sure.
And that's been able to keep us going and keep, you know, environmental education going in Mamelodi. A big thing was a recycling project we launched for the community to teach them how they could recycle cans and generate money from that, partnering with the recycle plant. So that's been great. But now, you know, the schools are starting to open again. Yep. Things are changing. Yep. Protocols are being relaxed.
Right.
And so, you know, we're looking forward to really relaunch the center.
Wonderful.
As I said, our former director has actually emigrated, and we're very fortunate to have David on as our new CEO.
Wonderful.
And so with him and the relaxation of COVID protocols, I think it's going to be a really great opportunity.
Absolutely.
For the
journey.
Mama Lady.
Absolutely. Anyway, just very quickly, David, we unfortunately don't have too much time, but David, as the new CEO, your sort of objectives going forward with fundraising, etc., can you just tell us very briefly?
Yeah, so to launch the center, we're actually having a gala event on the 12th of June. It's a jazz and gin evening, which I think many people have seen the advert. So we having this gala jazz and gin music event, and all proceeds from that will go
to David. Sorry, I need to just cut you. I wonder if I could possibly just ask you if we could just break quickly for news, and if we could reverse to this. This is really interesting, and the community is interested. And if it would be okay, if we could continue after news.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Yeah, with pleasure.
Thank you so much.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
And we're back with Gary Brumberg on 101.9 High FM. And we are chatting to David Kramer and to Michael Kranzdorf in connection with the JNF Walter Sisulu Environmental Center in Mamelodi. Thank you, gentlemen, and welcome back. And I apologize for cutting you short there. please, if you could continue.
Sure, great. I just think we're having this gala jazz and gin evening on the 12th of June to sort of relaunch the center and sort of introduce David to the community and showcase, you know, the work that the center is going to do. And you know, David's got quite a lot of fresh ideas about how to make the center even more impactful. You know, science and technology is very important, is recognized as very important to future development of education in South Africa, but it's seriously lacking, unfortunately. And, you know, we hope to sort of expand the center in that direction and to help, you know, the teachers in Mamelodi and the surrounding schools to give the students not only natural sciences, but maybe other sciences and technology, you know, to share some of the amazing technological developments that are happening in Israel and around the world, and get you know, students in Mamelodi excited about technology and innovation and entrepreneurship. That's really our goal, and the environment, of course.
Absolutely. And David, are you still there?
I think David's dropped off.
I think it looks like David has possibly dropped off. So I think, Michael, the initiative, it's a wonderful initiative. How many projects to date have you actually had? I mean, since inception, or is that a difficult question to ask you?
Sure, lots, so many projects. You know, since inception, it's been going for...
It's just sort of taking on one project after another type thing.
Yeah, a lot of it is educational, you know, but we have water projects to teach people about, you know, how to use water. We have biodiversity recycling projects. We do a Mamelodi greening project every year. You know, for Arbor Month, we plant over 1,000 trees every year in Mamelodi. We work with the local community, and we plant trees to green Mamelodi, and fruit trees, so that people can also benefit you know, from those trees and actually have fruit. So lots of initiatives around the environment. We have a nursery on the site where we grow indigenous plants and sell them to the community at discounted rates. So really lots. We have a pensioner's garden. I really encourage people to come and see the site.
Wow.
You know, it's quite the community, the Jewish community, be more involved. And there's a lot of opportunity there for volunteering. If people want to get involved, that would be great.
Well, we have your details. And please, if anyone would like to volunteer or to sort of make themselves available, please contact us directly. And I'll pass that message on to you. And it's been wonderful chatting to you. And Michael, thank you so much. It's a great initiative. Wishing all the best with the new fundraiser, and we will definitely catch up soon.